and this week it's something of a departure from the usual. We're still looking at a writer, but Alitza Nelis is much more than that. As an award-winning film director and producer of several theatre productions, she brings her words to life on stage and screen alike. Brian talked to her about her latest work, Záplavy, or Floods, now showing at Prague's Theatre on the Balustrade.
Czech director Alitza Nelis gained fame here and internationally with her first two films, Eeny Meeny and Some Secrets. Since her last movie left the big screen in 2002, she's concentrated on theater, directing several shows. Now, Floods is the first stage production she herself wrote. The story centers on Teresa and Miriam, two slightly out-of-touch sisters who are forced together by the destructive floodwaters that threatened the Czech Republic in 2002. When I met with Alitza, I asked her about what inspired her newest tale.
Part of it comes from floods that, you know, kind of went through Prague several years ago, the big flood. This year, there was, again, the danger of it, so we were kind of reminded of it. But it's a frame. You know, flood is something that comes and takes away not only things, but also your routine, the way you are used to live. And it doesn't mean your house necessarily doesn't have to be underwater, and your life can be changed. If only these normal things, like how you go to work, if you go to work, where will you stay? Maybe somebody will come to stay with you. So in my play, the flood is a frame for taking people out of their everyday life.
What's up with you? Is it that I'm going to have a kid and you haven't got one yet? Or is it that stupid haircut you've had done? Or is it that Petter's screwing some chick from the hairdressers? Or is it everything?
Right now, it's everything.
Then why the hell don't you talk about it? Why are you going around quietly making a martyr of yourself? Someone anyone can walk all over. Why don't you just want to talk about it?
Well, maybe, because right now there's this guy standing downstairs who's probably just lost everything in the floods. He hasn't got a roof over his head. He's probably cold. And this just isn't the right moment for all that bullshit.
Aha, great. Congratulations. A real Mother Teresa. All you need is to throw a sheet round yourself and people will start kissing your hands as you go down the street. Maybe even your feet. At least under the sheet, no one will see how that dumb kid took her revenge on your hair.
Dialogue drives the story and gradually reveals more about the sisters and their problems. Alitza Nelis says she thinks of life's everyday dramas while she writes.
Well, what do you think about? You think about your life. Your life and, you know, your relations, your family. I think everybody thinks about these things. Maybe not all the time, but we all have parents. We are all looking for love or trying to get out of love or forget about it. And it's a normal part of life. I think about it. I think about it every day, and I see around that people do the same. So basically, in my films, I find little more dramatic points in this, but I think it's dealing with things you live with, not that from time to time you remember them. You live them.
I understand that when you're in the writing process, you'll listen to music and so forth to set the mood for a scene that you're trying to create. What sort of music were you listening to while you were creating Floods?
You will laugh, but I was actually listening to Leningrad Cowboys. Somehow I was listening to the CD during the time, and I was thinking about it, and it got into it, kind of a goofy mood. But yeah, it was the Leningrad Cowboys. The main characters are not really flooded, but they are kind of put together in a situation that otherwise would not happen, because two sisters that are not living together anymore and that have a kind of complicated past are put together because one is evacuated. And they are in a house that they inherited after their parents that are dead. And each sister has her problems in her family and with her partner. But through this time, they slowly start to get to the core of the problem that might not lay in whatever is happening to them now, but maybe what happened when they were young with their parents. Because we do inherit the model of parents. Not necessarily that we would follow it. Sometimes we inherit in a way that we fight it all our lives. But quite often we inherit something we do not understand. And this play is about trying to find out what really happened. And since it's a theater, and, you know, theater, it's much more free to play with reality and abstract things. So I don't have only the sisters, but also the ghosts of their parents in the same age as they are. So it's like today and 70s together. And some classical music, because I have one of the character, the mother is a musician, she plays cello and teaches the kids, and they actually sing and play in the play. So there was another part.
There is infidelity, anger, and unspoken resentment in Floods, but there are no angels and no villains. Nellis tries to imagine that she could behave exactly as her characters do were she in their situation. This helps her create complex characters that have a human touch. Living a diverse life has also helped Alitza. She worked with computers and performed as a conservatory flutist before she enrolled in Prague's Film Academy. She's since been a director, producer, writer, and sometimes actor. But her newest title, Mom, may be her most challenging yet. She and her husband just adopted a baby girl named Ella. What does the 35-year-old new mother see in her future?
You know, I gave up visualizing my future because no matter what I imagined, it went on differently. I just hope me and my family, we are healthy and do whatever we want to do.
I mean, is it a return to the film? Is it going to be more on the stage?
If it's possible, I would like to do both, as I did till now. I like the combination, and it's not only good since, you know, making films is more or less a very expensive and exhausting hobby, because possibly if I work here, I cannot make as many films as I would want to. And in theater, it's very nice when you have a time off from being locked in a dark room and you can go to exteriors to make a film.
What's the least understood aspect of your job?
Loneliness. You know, you have a lot of people around you, but in your position, you're alone. I don't have another director with whom I sit after work and we talk about the rehearsal as actors do. When I write, I do not have the co-writer who, after we write, you know, we talk about writing. So it's the loneliness, which is sometimes great because it gives you a concentration and kind of a, you have to focus, and which is sometimes awful because you are alone with your problems.
The kid's not his. I thought it didn't matter, that it won't matter.
And who's...
That's besides the point. Really, it was nothing. Just one of those stupid things. My stupidity. But it happened. It's not the kid's fault. And Adam would be a great dad, what with all those carefully packed bags and retractable wheels. Much better than I'll be a mom. I thought it would be okay, but it just isn't.
Shh, don't worry. It really isn't that important. Right now, other things are more important. Just don't think about it.
Please don't tell him. Don't tell him which hospital they take me to. I don't want to have to tell lies right now. To have to lie the moment I see my kid. I couldn't take that. I've coped so far, and I'll cope later. I've always been a good liar. Somehow I'll decide and do something, but not yet. I can't do it right now. I didn't realize that it would be so, so real. That I'll really want to tell the truth.
There are reckonings and reconciliations alike that remain ahead for the sisters in the final act. Alitza says that her play doesn't necessarily have a moral, but it can offer lessons about living through life's changes.
Moral to the flat? Well, I would hardly call it a moral, but you know that sometimes the worst things that happen to you, and floods are pretty bad for a lot of people, it was real catastrophe, they can be the best that can happen to you, because as the floods in nature they are purging, you know, they take out things. Most of them are valuable things and you miss them, but they sometimes clean things, clean your life, clean your old cellar. And things that at the beginning might really sound like a big loss and catastrophe, in the end might turn out like a process that actually might be good and healthy.